Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name is Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled The 25-Year Framework. 25-Year Framework. And this is has been inspired by Dan Sullivan's book, The 25-Year Framework. So I want to share this with you. It's a wonderful book. It's only short. Go pick it up if you haven't read it yet. I get all my books now on Kindle, so I can't just hold the book up and show you because I find that Kindle books are just so much more effective to read. Because number one, you can take your phone wherever you go, which means you've got your library with you, so you can read wherever you are. And the other reason is you can highlight the notes in there in Kindle, and then you can, at the very end, click summarize and email it to yourself, and you've got all the notes there, and it's just easier, I find, to, and it's cheaper. It's like a fourth or third of the price. So, and I prefer digital books to physical, but I know that everyone loves the physical, but if you can, go get Dan's 25-year framework. But here's what I learned from it, and the reason I'm doing this episode is because a lot of people have been asking me, well, a handful of people, I suppose, which is a lot, because then it tells me that there's a particular topic that needs to be talked about. And I was also chatting with my dad on the weekend, and we were talking about it takes 20 years to be an overnight success. And it's such an important concept, because a few of the people that asked me about this or were talking about this was, we're at a restaurant, we're at my friend Morgan's birthday recently, and we're out to dinner, and I was sitting with a group of younger people. There was younger entrepreneurs at the table. And they said to me, one of them, they're in their late 20s, okay? So this is something that's very important for people in their 20s. And it was important for me too, because in your 20s, you play more of a comparison game, I think, because you still care a lot what people think about you when you're in your 20s. A lot when you're in your teens, less when you're in your 20s, less in your 30s, less in your 40s. And I'm sure you don't care about what anyone thinks when you're 80, okay? So it's a very common topic. And some of them are concerned about, they said, Lloyd, you found that you made a lot more money kind of like later and in your 30s. I said, yeah, for sure. I said, in my 20s, I built a lot of skills. Now, what did I say? In my 20s, I kind of figured out what I kind of wanted to do. And it took me 10 years to figure out what I wanted to do. But I was testing things and doing different things until I found what I liked. And I didn't settle until I was satisfied. And then I said, in my 30s, it took me 10 years to build skills. And so you can still make money when you build skills, but you're really mastering skills in your 30s. And then generally speaking, you can make money, of course. Like I've made money all through my 30s for sure. And I've invested it and became a millionaire. And you can still do all that. But you really make most of your money in your 40s and your 50s because you're wielding masterful skills across an audience that don't have the skills that you have. And so you're wielding these skills across, you're the senior at the school. You've got the network, you've got the skills, you've got some money behind you to make it all happen, and you're bringing in all these, all these things. And so you do definitely make a lot of your money in your 40s and your 50s. And I'd even say, depending what you do, probably in your 60s too, I'd imagine, but 40s and 50s for sure. So I explained to them, I said, look, yeah, don't worry, you got time, don't worry. And by the way, they're all flipping so far ahead of me when I was younger. Like I came up it wasn't cool or even possible to be an influencer on social media, really. Like it was just not like it is now. The opportunities weren't like they are now in terms of being able to make money so simply and accessibly online. It just wasn't around. So I think a lot of young people now who have got some hunger and desire and commitment, and they're making a ton of money in comparison. So I think they're all going to be okay. But this does pop up. Like what is an appropriate time frame to be successful? Because we see so many people on social media showing us a lifestyle that's just pretty baller. And the reality is a lot of those people don't have a lot of wealth, but some do. You got to be a little bit careful who you're comparing yourself to. Always try and compare yourself to someone you trade places with, I think would be good. And there are a few people I would trade places with because I really like my life. And I think that's an important concept to understand is don't just make money, build a life that you like, build a person that you like. Like I've built me into a person I like. And we've built out, my wife and I, Alicia, and I've built a variety of businesses that we enjoy, that we like, and we work the way we like, and we eat what we like, and we hang out with who we like, and we live where we like. Try and build a life that you enjoy and that you like. And on that process, you will, as a byproduct, you'll make money as well. But I think that's more important. Anyway, the 25-year framework's an important concept because you can build an entirely new life in 25 years. And that's what Dan talks about in the book. And I agree totally with that because when I was, 23 when I got a job in Dubai. And I was flailing until then. I got a job in Dubai. That was 17 years ago? I'm 17 years into a 25-year build framework here. Like that was my first breakthrough moment when I was 23 to land that gig there and start, I had $5,000 in the bank. Like it was like the beginning and I was 23. And so I'm not yet finished that first 25-year framework. It finishes in, 8 years? So, when I'm 48, I'm going to be at the end of that first 25-year framework, that first game. And I would anticipate that the next 8 years are going to be fruitful for us. I expect them to be. I hope them to be. I wish them to be. I will will them to be. And I'll work hard for them to be. And I'll work smart for them to be. But then I'm finished that first game. And then I know, I got another 25-year framework ahead. Like, what's it going to look like? Oh, my God. You think about the first 25 years is building the network, building the skills, figuring out what you want to do, making the money, investing the money, doing all this stuff. And the next 25 years is deploying that in a big way. So the first 25 years is your A game, is what Dan talks about in his book. And then the second 25 years is your B game. Now, some people that get to age 50 or 60, they feel like that they've got regret, like, oh, I kind of made a mess of it, right? Aha, I milled that up. If I could only have my time again. And so I think if you consider that to be your A game, then the next 25 years, so if you're 50, the next 25 until you're 75 is going to be your B game. And it can be the best game because you're taking in your skills, your network, your lessons, your money. Like there's so many things you're taking into game B that game A didn't have. And so I think you can almost guarantee your success in the next 25 years because of all those reasons. So if you're 50, it's not game over, it's game on. And it's game on again for 25 years. And you can build this incredible life. And a buddy of mine just actually was talking to him yesterday. He's lost his dad actually, who was 95. And lived from what I understood and saw, he lived a pretty epic life until 95. And I think there's something to take away from that, where, at 75, you think, well, what do you mean, Lloyd? If I'm 50, I can build a life at 75 and then I'm dead. No, then you're going to live a massive 20-year end of season retirement. Like, what an epic thing to do. I just think people underestimate how long they're going to live for. They definitely they underestimate what they can achieve in 25 years. I mean, they really underestimate what they can achieve in 10. I look back at the last 10 years and we've achieved so much and done so much and not just made money, but lived a very, very, very adventurous life as well. And you can achieve so much in 25 years, but what you can't do is achieve it if you're still hanging on to the previous game. It's like you let it go. Move on. Like, yes, you made some blunders. Yes, you dropped the ball a few times. Yes, you could have played better. Yes, you didn't have the best teammates. Yes, you didn't have a good coach. Get all that. But the game's over now. Now start fresh and start another 25-year framework game. Make game B an epic game. Because if you're 50 or 60, you've still got time. Because on the game as you're playing it, you get so much fun out of it. You get so much joy out of it. It's the challenge as well as the fruits that matter. So I think it's important to understand that you can build a huge life. My dad says, it takes 20 years to be an overnight success. And he's correct. So in this book, Dan talks about these things called 90-day multipliers. And he says, if you've got a 90-day multiplier, I think he says you have, so there'd be 4 90-day multipliers in a year. So there's 100 multipliers. So if you look at a 25-year framework, you've got 100 multipliers. And in a 90-day multiplier, it's like, what's one thing I can do in this next 90 days that's just going to juice me up, like move me the farthest, get the highest ROI? And it's called hunting antelope and not mice. So a lot of people are trying to build success and wealth and businesses and everything like that, and they're hunting mice. They're like, oh, well, I'll what do they do? Like, oh, I'll work an extra hour this week overtime, or I'll just make an extra sale this month, or I'll just jog three, you know, once a week or twice a week. They're hunting mice in their goals. They're not hunting antelope. An antelope is like what Gary Keller talks about in his book, The One Thing. What's the one thing in the next 90 days? If I just nail this, it's going to propel me forward years. And I think this is such a wonderful way to, as Dan says in his book, multiply your productivity just by focusing on one big thing every 90 days that's going to move you forward faster. So what's the one thing in the next 90 days you'll do? What's the one thing in the next 90 days? So there's four big multipliers for the year. And so for us, I think about, God, I mean, I had the biggest start to this year ever, biggest quarter start this year ever, bought a business, built one from scratch, and propagated and ran two others at the same time, and made some other cool deals. And they're multipliers. I had this weird tendency to try and do like three multipliers every 90 days. It was like, I'm in a big rush, right? But I love it too. So looking at one, so let's look out further now for me so I can give you an example. The next 90 days, we're going to launch, I'm going to hopefully launch some sort of, you know, challenge for our communities and so forth, which will be fun. And we just launched an affiliate program, by the way, for our book, Money Buys Happiness. So if you go to, actually, it's currently still on my YouTube channel. If you go and check it out, it's called How to Earn Your First Dollar Online. If you watch that, you can become affiliate for us and our book, and you can go and give that, you can go and send that book to others. And if they buy it, you get the whole 100% profit. I'm giving away 100% profit of our books and front end order bumps on our funnel of our moneybuyshappinessbook.com. So if you want to become an affiliate, go check it out. I've left it up on our YouTube channel. It's called How to Earn Your First Dollar Online. You can become an affiliate. You just got to follow the steps that I explained in that particular webinar, and you're in, so you can earn money. Anyway, we launched that just on Saturday. So that was cool. So we've got challenges coming up to launch. We've got a new business offer that I'm developing. And of course, we have our brand new book that's going to be launched too. So there's probably three big things that I'm thinking about and working on. And we may make another acquisition. We're waiting on some other things to kind of settle in place to make some other investments, which is going to be cool. And maybe even have a baby, which is another big thing, right? So they're big multipliers. So think about that, you know, like what are your multipliers? What's something big that you're working on? What are you launching? I spoke to our elite business coaching students this week, and I said, you know, what are you launching? We have this thing called ABL, always be launching. So what are you launching this 90 days to move your success forward faster? Because you've got 100 chances. Like Dan Sullivan talks about in his book, you've got 100 multipliers. So what is the thing you're launching this 90 days to be a multiplier? To multiply your life, to really move it along. This is very important when it comes to building wealth. Because I think, yeah, as I said, people are hunting mice and not antelope. So get very clear on it. What are you launching? What are you building? What are you developing? What's going to be for you, right? We've done this for many years in our network marketing business. We're gonna run a derby. Now we're gonna get this many people. We're gonna run a big webinar series. We're gonna launch a retreat. What are we thinking about? We're gonna deploy and develop, and you're in charge of that. But get very clear on it, and think to yourself, what's your multiplier for the next 90 days? Okay, and I think that if you do 100 90-day multipliers, you can't help but be successful in game B the next 25 years. I just think you're going to be successful. So don't beat yourself up and don't give yourself a hard time if you think you've made mistakes and made errors, and you've got time. But it does take 25 years to be an overnight success. So if you've been building success for 10 years, guess what? You've got another 15 years to go before you kind of hopefully a pinnacle moment where you go, you know what? I've got all the things I ever aspired to get, and I'm supremely happy and content, but what else is out there? You know, you may even then move to philanthropy or mentoring or, you know, completely different career path. I got a buddy of mine, he sold his business for $50 million and just sold another business too. Now he's had like a couple of years off around the world, and he said, hey, I've just started another business. You know, it's time, it's a new season for him to do it again. So, you know, you get joy from the journey too, but I hope that in this episode, you understand that it's a 25-year framework is time. That's how long it takes to be an overnight success. So it doesn't matter where you've, what you've been through, where you're starting from, just draw a line in the sand today and say, that's it. Game B's done. Game A is done. Game B will be done now. What am I going to do? And get very clear on your 90-day multipliers. Write them down. Get clear on how you're going to deploy them and go launch them. Whatever it is. If it's something you want to be a speaker, go to Toastmasters. That's a multiplier. You want to write a book in the next 90 days. That's a multiplier. You want to get married, pop the question this 90 days. That's a multiplier. You want to have a baby. Be bold. Do bold steps. And 90-day bold steps, not 90-day hunt mice. Go get your hands on some antelope, right? Go hunt antelope. It'll feed you for longer and your family. So I hope that makes sense. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you have, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify. Thanks for those who have done that. Share the episode with a friend. Help us build the Money Grows on Trees podcast and continue to impact the world around money and wealth and entrepreneurship and investing. And of course, if you're following this on YouTube, which is cool, I'm trying to do this on YouTube at the same time because I know YouTube's such an important platform. Please hit the subscribe button. If you don't, it means you don't love your mum. If you had to listen to my other episode, you'll understand what that means. But hit the subscribe button and then check out the links to our book, Money Buys Happiness. If you want to move your wealth journey forward, grab the book and jump into our Telegram and jump into our Facebook group, Money Buys Happiness. Go check out that affiliate program we've just launched on our channel, How to Earn Your First Dollar in 30 Days. It's on the channel. It'll be there. You'll see it. It's public. And do that if you want to do that. That could be a multiplier for you to learn how to sell and start influencing people for their wealth. And thanks again for tuning in. And I can't wait to see you and talk to you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.